suck life from your soul till the empty shell wanders aimlessly. Death will come to claim you, or you will have lost your parcel of unlimited space.
An epidemic of transport is being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins. The murders are taking place in villages, cities, homes, and such. Sudden general explosion of mass homicide. We have some descriptions of the assassins. Eyewitnesses say they are ordinary looking people. Some say they appear to be in a kind of trance.
I'm officially declaring that this man, John Doe, was murdered.
Informant led officers of the Muerto County Sheriff's Department to a cemetery just outside the small Texas community of Butte early this morning. Officers there discovered what appeared to be a grisly work of art. The remains of a badly decomposed body wired to a large monument. A second body was found in a ditch near the perimeter of the cemetery. Subsequent investigation has revealed at least a dozen empty crypts, and it's feared more will turn up as the probe continues. Deputies report that in some instances, only parts of a corpse had been removed. The head, or in some cases, the extremity of the remainder of the corpse left intact. Evidence indicates the robberies have occurred over a period of time. The sheriff, Jesus Maldonado, refused to give details of the foolish case and said only that he did have strong evidence linking the crime to elements outside the state. Area residents have reportedly converged on the cemetery, fearing the remains of relatives have been removed. No suspects are in custody as the investigation at the scene continues.
In Cumberland, have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered.
Grave robbing in Texas is this hour's top news story. An informant led officers of the Muerto County Sheriff's Department to a cemetery just outside the small rural Texas community of New Berlin this morning. Officers there discovered what appeared to be a grisly work of art. The remains of a badly decomposed body wired to a large monument. A second body was found in a ditch near the perimeter of the cemetery. Subsequent investigation has revealed at least a dozen empty crypts, and it's feared more will turn up as the probe continues. Deputies report that in some instances, only parts of a corpse had been removed. The head, or in some cases, the extremities removed, the remainder of the corpse left intact. Evidence indicates the robberies have occurred over a period of time. Sheriff Jesus Maldonado refused to give details of the foolish case and said only that he did have strong evidence linking the crime to elements outside the state.